You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. So I start my day because I do a daily podcast. I record my podcast usually in this in an app like Easy Voice Recorder. I will use my, depending on my mood or where I am, I have a few different microphone options. I'll use the earbuds that came with my iPhone because they produce really good sound. I also have an adapter so that I can plug in my ATR 2100 microphone, which is, you know, it's the more sophisticated microphone that I use, but it's still a pretty good middle of the road $70 microphone, which a lot of podcasters use. And I literally turn my phone. My phone is my recording studio. Between my phone and my iPad, like, that's it. That's how I produce my podcast. Okay. So I record in this app. Then I share it through AirDrop because I have an iPhone and then I have an iPad. So through AirDrop, I share the recording. And if you don't have an iPhone, you can just, you know, share. And obviously there's lots of ways to save it or send it to yourself or put it in Google, you know, Google Drive, Dropbox, you know, there's many options. If you don't have AirDrop, if you're like, what the hell is AirDrop? I have no idea. But if you have an iPhone, then AirDrop is like priceless. You know what I'm talking about, right? So I AirDrop the recording from my iPhone onto my iPad, and then I use an app called Ferrite, F-E-R-R-I-T-E. And I have a little template in there that has my bumpers, so my intro with music, like the music and my intro about who I am, and then I have my outro. And they're spaced apart on two separate, you know, on tracks at the end. One is at the end, one is at the beginning, and in between those, I just drop in my interview or my podcast. And it's literally like, it's all like finger action, right? Because it's all on the iPad. And it takes me all of 30 seconds to do that with an episode, then clean it up, duck. This is a fancy word for you. I'm giving you some new terminology. I duck the interview on top of like the music, you know, the intro and the outro. And what that means is it's like, you know, like when you hear an episode, you hear a podcast and someone starts talking, but you still hear the music from the intro kind of fading out. It's kind of fancy, right? And it sounds really good. That's what ducking means. And then you do it at the end. So you duck, I duck it at the end. I duck the outro music at the end. And that's it. That's all I do. And then from there, I save it. And then I save it. I export it to my files. Actually, what I do is I save it to iCloud because I'm working on my iPad. Although if you want to put it on a folder on Dropbox, Google Drive, wherever, you can do that because you can save from Ferrite. You can save into any of those. Now, by the way, Ferrite, I think you can have it on a phone. It doesn't have to only be on your iPad, but it's really nice to do it that way because it's like my phone and my iPad are like my two podcasting companions. And this makes it so that, I mean, I go everywhere. I can be in a park. I can be in my RV. I could even be at a coffee shop if I felt like it because I've done that. I love the rustic, quirky background noise at a coffee shop. If it's not too loud, it's kind of fun. I've heard people do interviews in coffee shops. You know, you hear the hustly, bustly background. It works as long as it's not too much, right? So you can decide how and when and where and all of that stuff. And you also get to decide that it's all going to lead you down the right road that you want, the success that you want, creating this investment in your future, business, clients, all of it now, because you are that now, you're being that success. So when you decide that, like I do, then it's like, there's no dividing line. It's all happening. Everything's blended. So then from there, after it's exported to whatever place, you know, I save stuff, then I open up my host and I use Buzzsprout, buzzsprout.com. Super awesome, very user-friendly. Then I open in Buzzsprout and I just import the episode and name it. I copy and paste any kind of bullets I created or not, you know, like I type them right in there. I just type in my show notes, type in whatever, because it's fresh and it's on my mind. And then I publish it on the spot because that's how I do it. That's how I roll. I don't add bullets. I don't add a graphic, none of it. The one thing I do is for every episode, since it's a daily podcast, I just create a soundbite and I share it out in stories. And I add captions so that people can read, because a lot of people, by the way, just a little tip, 80% of people don't watch Facebook or Instagram stories with their sound on. So I add captions. And now that you can generate those in the stories, which is super fun, I highly suggest that you do that if you want to use sound bites, because it makes them, like, most people aren't listening to those sound bites, unfortunately. Hate to say it, hate to burst the bubble, but that's kind of the truth. But then I get creative. So I will take the things, I'll pull out quotes, I'll pull something out that I was talking about, and I'll get really juicy with it. And I'll take a bubble bath with ideas, like how I can share it in ways that are not looking standardized. Like, here's another podcast episode with a graphic. Because sometimes people can look at that and think it's like, you know, like it's a repetitive thing and they're like seeing the same thing and there's nothing unique or colorful or lifestyle-y about it. And then they just kind of gloss over. So it's like whatever you can do to make it more personal and add lifestyle photos and talk about what you're talking about in the episode, talk about that person, maybe even go above and beyond what's in the podcast, like to talk about what excites you and fascinates you about the person that you're actually interviewing. So really become fascinated with the person who's on your podcast. Be fascinated. Be like obsessed with them instead of obsessed with, you know, where are my people? Nobody's listening to my podcast today. Be obsessed with the people on your show. Be obsessed with sharing about them, because I'm telling you right now, that's where the fucking juice is. Okay. All right. So that's the episode. And you know what? I probably should have just made this one the episode. I do these little notes to self, and then I'm like, you should have just went right in and made it an episode. So I'm thinking, like, who knows? Maybe this is what it is. Maybe this is the episode that I'm going to publish, because I am that person that just says, go with what is in front of you. Live in the moment, be in the moment, live in the breakthrough. So anyway, maybe this will become an episode. So if that's true, if that happens, I will say thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope that you like are going to think out of the box a little bit when it comes to podcasting for yourself, and know that there's no one way to do it. You get to create your own Wild West all the time. Just because someone does things a certain way and they look successful, and you know, you might think, well, they cracked the code, but that is, they did it their way, right? They made it up. Think about how everything in our life, everything we experience at some point was made up by someone. That blows my mind. Even this concept of time and having a calendar and a schedule, somebody made that up. In ancient times, yes, a long time ago, right? The first calendar. But think about this. Somebody made it all up. And when you look at it from that perspective, it is like, to me, it changes everything, because then you can see, wait a minute, that means I get to create and make it up too. So that's it. All right. So I hope you enjoy your day. See you tomorrow. See you in the next episode, whatever episode you're listening to. Take care.